Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extreme, as you may have noticed over the years, that Jay and I here to have a little fun, not at your expense, but in fact enjoying the harvest moon, which is here pretty much. I don't know whether I prefer this version or some moon song from Neil Young. So if you want to find...
I am digging this. Yeah. This is something that would be in a scary movie.
Yeah, yeah,
I could totally see this in a scary movie of like a dramatic part that's setting up a storyline, like in Jeepers Creepers or something like that.
This is actually from the 1940s. Shine on, harvest moon, up in the sky. All right, so this month's full moon. The final supermoon.
Right. Didn't we have two? This was the month with two supermoons.
Yep.
We had one at the beginning, and
yeah. So it's actually the harvest moon, and it will rise as we're speaking now. Some people are enjoying it someplace on the planet. I think it peaks around 6 o'clock Eastern time on Friday. So this is a special one. If you've been noticing, there's a halo around. I noticed some things. I think I talked about this last week or early this week when I was driving along, looking up at the sky and seeing what looked like a dot, almost like a puncture. You know how you have two dots in the smile thing when you're saying, when somebody sends you a note and you respond to it with two dots in the parentheses.
It
kind of looked like that a little bit to me. And then there was a halo around the other side. Well, now there's a halo around the whole thing. And you're looking up there. The lunar spectacle, if you will, like that. Is it a spectacular spectacle? Yeah, it's a spectacular spectacle. Yep. And it's one in a million. Two names. Also, corn. It's coined the corn moon by farmers, usually, at the end. If it comes the end of September... sometimes the harvest moon doesn't come until sometime in October. I prefer that because it means, in a sense, that the season is a month longer, and it means that we're still farming or things are still growing. Things are slowing down a little bit now in terms of how fast they've been growing, at least in my neck of the woods, because of all the rain this season. But everything's still green, a lot of corn. I picked, you know what? I just remembered. I picked some corn last night. I left it in my truck. listen, maybe I'll have it for breakfast. Anyway, September harvest moon. You can be upset or not. I think there was maybe 3 years ago it was October, sort of late in October, too. And so I guess what I'm doing is spreading my own feelings of let's make it as... last as long as we can, please, very much. Thank you. All right, let's see here. There are 400,000 king penguins on a South Georgia beach. How about that? They've laid their eggs, and they're raising the next generation of chicks. How about that? Would you like to see? Boy, that's really a spectacle and a half.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, penguins are kind of cute. I've always liked penguins. All right, here's the story of Frank Rubio and Sergei Prokofiev and Dmitry Petelin. All of them have returned safely to the planet after having spent 6 months up in the... Well, actually, it was supposed to be 6 months, but it turned out to be over a year in space on the space station. So now they're home. And this broke all kinds of records. Right? I think the last time one of the NASA astronauts was up there for 355 days.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, they all got along fine. It was cool. They parachuted into Kazakhstan, I think, yesterday morning. And they went through their medical checks. And then Mr. Rubio is flying to Houston, I believe, today, because there's a NASA headquarters there.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll debrief him about their trip. They traveled, listen to this, boys and girls, 157.4 million miles.
That is and so incredible.
They went around the Earth. You think you go around in circles. These guys were up there long enough to do 5,963 orbits of the Earth, according to the NASA website. So, how about that for a trip? Mr. Rubio is a father of four. He said that he had known the mission would be extended, but he had no idea it would be that extended.
Yes, yeah.
Right.
My goodness, can you imagine not being able to see your family for that long? Or,
yeah.
Of course, with today's technology, they were still able to communicate with each other.
Oh, sure.
I'm always so much more interested in the return and what their body has done. No. Like, after they return and their body and trying to adapt now to Earth's gravitational pull and all of that. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, no matter how you slice it. And they get along fine, even though we don't seem to want to, our government doesn't seem to want to get along with the Russian government, which is understandable. You got to wonder, though, if you're a fly on the wall, what they talk about. Like, what do you suppose the Russians had to say about the invasion of Ukraine and or do they just not bother because they're up there to do work and it's not part of their work? How do you spend that much time with somebody in that confined an environment and not have a conversation like that? Right? Yes, no, maybe?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. And so what difference does it make? That is a, Okay. Climate. The program wouldn't be the program without us talking not about the usual, oh, we've got to do it or the planet's going to die. No, but some interesting climate goals, things that you can achieve by having some common sense, maybe looking around a little bit. I remember how the Paris Agreement was a big thing, and then I think Trump opt out of it, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And I think they went right back to it when Biden went back. I don't know what.
Doesn't it just seem like it wastes so much time, the flip flopping?
Of course it is. Yeah, it's a waste of time and energy. It's all politics. It's all BS. But there are a lot of challenges. We know that. And there are ways that some of the folks who are focused on energy are dealing with them. As you know, I'm involved in this development of, it's a 63-unit development called an AgriHood. It's a neighborhood built around a working farm. And we're going to be sustainable, but we're kind of wondering, okay, what happens? I've got my partners to think about this because I started thinking about it on the air the other day. In fact, we've got this electric thing, right? We've got electric cars and houses. The electric companies want us to go all electric so that they can screw us later by upping the rates the same as they did about 40 years ago, and nobody remembers. Remember when there was the big thing? Well, some of you may remember. It was a big thing to have electric heat because it was clean and stable. But then you got your electric bill, and you thought, ooh, why did I do this?
Mm-hmm.
So I offer those words of caution with some people excuse me, who are very progressive, and they all agreed with me about electric cars. In fact, there isn't the infrastructure to support lots of electric cars, and that's why they're backing up on the car dealers' lots. And then you think about, okay, or I think I said this yesterday.
They're
so, I don't
also
want to be
so expensive.
Yeah, they're silly. It's been 7 years, they're just junk. So I don't want to go down this. We've talked about that already. That's, I don't know, this is a little bit less than pleasant. But it deals with something we've been talking about off and on now for a couple of weeks, the that unlicensed daycare center where the kid died. The one wasn't a 1 year old kid that had the
Children were sent to the hospital. One unfortunately passed away. The fentanyl that was apparently being stored on top of stacked play mats. Yeah. And these are the play mats that the children take a nap on. They use during nap time. And so it was stored up on there and then pulled down for the kids to take their nap. So they were just laying on this stuff.
All right, so here's a saga from another daycare center down the street. Guns found at this other daycare center. Yep. Well, they call them ghost guns because they're not registered. All the numbers are filed off them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they're called ghost guns?
Yeah,
so how do you get a hold
of
that?
Like trail for them.
How does somebody running a daycare center? Why? Maybe the better question is not how. Well, maybe it's how, but also why? Why do you have ghost guns? Apparently, the city is now going around looking at some of these daycare centers a little more carefully, and so they looked into some people, including minors.
And this daycare center is licensed. It's not like it's just somebody who is like, hey, I'll watch your kids.
Yeah.
It's licensed. Yes.
Right. Yeah, right, exactly. And they find these guns. And some of them apparently were 3D guns. That's another thing.
Yeah, they were made with 3D printers.
You've got to be nuts.
Makes you wonder, was this daycare center a front for something else?
Ah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's the mayor of New York, Eric Adams, stepping up to the plate. He said, quote, we're going to remain vigilant. Good for you, mayor. Congratulations on being one of the most ridiculous public servants in the country. He is a big... There hasn't been a good mayor of New York since Michael Bloomberg. Actually, I plenty of times think I wish he were president. What do you want that guy to be president for? Hello, because he knew what he was doing. what a concept. He actually knew what he was doing. Oh, yeah, we don't want somebody like that. Let's get somebody else like Trump. Oh, he's a businessman. He'll fix everything. Not so much. And then there's Joe Biden, who hasn't fixed anything. Okay, I think I'm done. No. Fortunately, it's 18 after the hour, and I have to be quiet. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with us. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing some of the stories, ancillary items of interest as well that can be tied to stories. Like number two this week, the presidential debate at the Reagan Library out in Simi Valley, California, one of my favorite trips. I love to travel. I've been fortunate in my life to visit every state in our country and 40-some-odd different countries as well. And I will tell you, there are few places, Michael, that have impacted me to the point of goosebumps when I drove into the parking lot at the Reagan Library and looked around what you can just see, never mind the library itself, but where it's situated so that you can see the Pacific Ocean and you look out on the mountains, the Malibu Mountains. It's just a great kind of an awesome place to I find it. When I first went there, I don't know if sobering was the right word, it was contemplative. You can sit down next to, at the time I was there, Mrs. Reagan was still alive, so she wasn't in next to him. But he was there, and you could sit down next to him. You could just sit there a little. It's kind of a marbly bench, and, you know, you could have a conversation with him. So one would wonder, of course, that begs the imaginative curve of what he would be thinking about Trump or Trump, the Trump world of Trump in the Republican Party, and the list of characters that was at that event on Wednesday, which was a waste of everybody's time in my mind, except for being at the at that venue. So what did Reagan have that Trump doesn't have would be a fascinating conversation to have for those of us who like Reagan and aren't that sold on Trump. What do you think?
Well, I mean, it's two very different approaches, and for almost 40 years, Reagan and Reaganism dominated the philosophy and the personality of the Republican Party, and that no longer is the case. Trumpism is extremely different. Reagan was an internationalist who was a communist fighter and a man who stood up against authoritarian regimes. He told Mikhail Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Yep.
I think a piece
which of led to
the Reagan Library.
It led to the
Cold War.
Yeah, that's what they're going to say. It ended the Cold War. The relationship with with Gorbachev and with the Russians in general. Everybody slept better after that. It was one of those visual things. The end of the Soviet Union. There's just so much there.
But he had a very different manner and posture. One would not think they're the same parties anymore. Reagan was not isolationist. He understood the benefits of partnerships, alliances, and the strengthening of our allies. Trump views our allies as panhandlers.
Yeah.
who owe us money. It all depends on your point of view. If you're a Democrat, you may not care for either of them. But the Republican Party under Trump, and he clearly is the driving force of the Republican Party here in the 21st century, is a very different party than the party under the influence of Ronald Reagan.
That's right. You make a brilliant statement, actually, when you say it's not even the same party. Even Republicanism in the word, if you understand the meaning of the word republic, and that's what we are, that's where the term came from. We are not a democracy, we are a republic.
Actually, we're a democratic republic.
Yeah, okay, well, democratic, so it's Democrats and Republicans in the same phraseology. All right, 28 after on the countdown. Yeah.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union says its two-week strike against Detroit automakers will spread to 7,000 more workers.
I'm calling on Ford's Chicago Assembly Plant, and I'm calling on GM's Lansing Delta Township to stand up and go out on strike.
On October 2nd, 2023, the Supreme Court starts a new term as it considers another round of significant cases. It could have a long-term impact. Questions related to the First Amendment's free speech clause, Second Amendment restrictions, and election redistricting. Congressman Matt Gaetz intends to make a motion this week to oust Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House.
I think we need to move on with new leadership.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, the Florida Republican said that McCarthy can't be trusted, claiming that the Speaker lied to President Biden and lied to conservatives. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your two-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Good day!
Good day, sir!
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Are the treat of the day today. If you're wondering what I'm going to get my mouth wrapped around and stuck in my throat.
I was just going to say, what's going to get stuck in your throat?
That's today's treat.
That could be a game. That could be some kind of giveaway game.
Yeah?
Yes.
What guess
what you... Yeah, raisins? Guess... whatever it is you were eating that got stuck.
Yeah, there it is. And that entire thing would be brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycles, boats, RVs. Protection on the road, protection on the water, protection here, there, and everywhere. Save some dough at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Online, progressive.com. How clever are they? So, to speak to cleverness, the people who are buying electric cars, I know this. Every once in a while, I do get off on a toot. And I admit to being on a toot when it comes to electric cars. And so my friend Bob McKay, who is our general mangler here in the Stefan Enterprise world, has sent me a reminder because he looked into it. He drives a Subaru, which is quite a good car, well-made. People love them. They tend to buy them over and over and over again. But at one point in time, I remember when Victoria was here, because she was big on this stuff, she looked at a Chevy Volt, which apparently was a big tin can of a bucket of bolts, as it's referred to. And one of the things that was most distracting about the Chevy Volt is that the replacement battery for the Chevy Volt electric car cost $28,000. Now, you're going to ask me, Doug, how much did the Chevy Volt cost to buy? And the answer would be that same $28,000. I think it was a little bit more than that because the battery, when you buy it in the car, when you buy a new car, is going to be less, as we all know, when you buy replacement parts for anything. Like, there was a study done, as a matter of fact, of replacement. I'm trying to remember. It was a Ford pickup truck, if I remember. The Ford pickup truck cost, this particular model cost, I think it was $34,000 or something like that. And then somebody who had a lot of initiative, who was ticked off at Ford because they were trying to buy a part and they thought it was outrageously expensive, so they went through the work. You can Google this someplace. And they found that if you had to replace every part, if you went to the Ford dealer, and even if you got a 20% rake off on the cost of the part, the cost of rebuilding that pickup truck, it cost $34,000, was $122,000. If you were to buy every part, the axles, brakes, brake lines, drive shafts, engine, windshields, all of that stuff.
All of the parts you didn't even know existed.
Exactly. Yep. So there you go. Another exciting example of American industrialism, right? It's not bad. It's just kind of, you got to know what you're getting into. Imagine that battery. Those damn things, when the cars run out of battery, the batteries are no good in 7 years. What are you going to do with the car? Because the batteries will be, that'll be the cost of the battery, about 27, 28 grand, according to most of the estimates that are around now. So if you buy a car today that, let's say it costs, what's the average cost of a car? I think 42,000 or something is 43,000.
Yeah, I would say somewhere between 36 and 42.
Yeah. Okay. So that car depreciates over 7 years to the point where at the time you have to buy a replacement battery that costs you 27 grand, the car with the old battery in it is worth 15 grand.
So at that point, is it better to lease rather than own when it comes to EV?
Yeah, it may be, especially if it's an electric car. But the interesting thing is that if you lease an electric car, I think you'll find that the rates are not very good because of the same thing we're talking about. Leases are based on what the manufacturers think the car is going to be worth at the end of the lease, or not the manufacturer, the finance company, the bank or GM Credit or whoever it is that you're leasing from. Chase is the big leaser, I think, of cars now. So if they figure the car is going to be worth X number of dollars, then they figure it back, and that's how much your monthly payment is. And it's usually a little less than if you're buying the vehicle, a little bit less. But then at the end, you don't have to worry about turning it in. You just, you turn it in, and let's start over again. So at any rate, the whole thing is a pretty big scam. Just know what you're getting into. You want to buy an electric car? Help yourself. I think you'll rue the day. That's just me. Okay, the new Merriam-Webster. Did we get into, there's a lot of stuff being released from Merriam-Webster, the dictionaries, and I think you guys went bananas when I said I wanted to know if you knew what a Funkin' Wagnalls was.
Yes, and James and I thought you swore for a moment. Yeah. Well, we were talking about the word gotta.
Yeah,
and
that's
whether
right,
or not
too.
That was yep. in the dictionary, and it is. And the first, I think the first usage was back in the 1800s.
Uh-huh. So, here's a return to this now to the thrilling days of yesteryear when there are new definitions for words in the Merriam-Webster dictionary. In fact, they have added 690 new definitions, including exciting phrases like thirst trap. grammar. What? Who even uses these words? What? I don't even know what a thirst trap is. Do you? Have you ever
really?
Used thirst trap in a sentence?
We've talked about Martha Stewart and some of her thirst traps. She had an amazing photo that people were calling a thirst trap last summer, and then I think she recreated it did a new one.
What is it? Well, I forgot. If we did talk about it, I forgot about it.
The thirst trap?
What is it?
Well, when you are thirsty, trying to get somebody who's thirsty too, it's showing off your body.
What?
It's kind of like...
She's 82. She's showing off her body? Like what? You're thirsty?
Dang, Doug. You need to go see some photos of Martha Stewart. She's snatched. She's looking good. Her thirst trap style.
I'm lost in all this stuff. The old definition for snatch isn't what you just used it as.
Can I be like a Gen Z translator right now?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
So when someone's thirsty, that means that they are pining over someone, that they think that they are they're very attractive. So when someone posts a thirst trap, that means that they're trying to get people's attention with their photos. So it'll be something provocative, and then people will be like, oh, I'm thirsty over them. And so that's what a thirst trap is.
It's the whole sex sells thing.
Sex sells. There you go.
So what's your girlfriend's name?
My girlfriend's Lexi.
Okay. So how does she fit into this story?
I don't feel like we need to include her in this.
Good for you, James.
That's so.
Yeah. All right. I think she, yeah.
Okay. Right. Just checking. That's all. All right. The United States Senate has saved the day, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads. They now have an official resolution that formalizes what they are supposed to wear when they're in the chamber. Yeah. And guess who lost on this one? Senator John Fetterman can't wear a sweatsuit
anymore. Is this not already a thing? Like, how did this really have to be a meeting that had to be decided upon?
Okay, but I want you to know, this is the most important thing they've done this week. In the face of a shutdown of the country, the government shutting down, this is a bill they got passed. A resolution that would stop the usage or wearing of sloppy clothes. And John Fetterman, the senator from Pennsylvania, has been the flashpoint of this because he's a slob. And but the excuse is he's got some problem and only can wear these kind of this garb. And
there's just a certain type of etiquette and manners that the wardrobe should be included in such a place as professional as politics.
Yeah. Yep. So you'll be happy to know the bipartisan support came from Joe Manchin and Mitt Romney. Both of them are pretty buttoned up guys. If you've ever seen pictures of them and how they look pretty buttoned up because they wear suits and ties and they look the part because they're senators. It's many people think it's the most exclusive club in the world. So why wouldn't they want to have themselves look their best? Right? So now there is, whoever thought there was going to have to be an official dress code for the Senate. But now there is. And Chuck Schumer said that he worked with Senator Fetterman to come up with an agreement that we all find acceptable. Just don't be a slob. That's all. Is that too cruel? Am I sounding like I'm a little... I'm not a Fetterman fan either.
Well, but not only that, and I know he has dealt with some health battles and everything.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
there is just some form of manners and etiquette that should be deemed necessary, non-negotiable, and certain wardrobe should just be absolutely inappropriate. It shouldn't even be up for debate.
Yeah. So Fetterman responded. His press release featured a photo of Kevin James, an actor, struggling with his hands in his pockets. This was the guy from King of Queens. Remember him? He used to drive a UPS truck.
Yes, I like him. He's great.
Uniform. Anyway, there was a lot of backlash to Fetterman's casual attack, and this is it. So they spent a lot of time this week not trying to fix the budget, but
This is one of those things of like, why did we have the meeting when it could have been handled? It could have been handled in an email. Yeah. And there are also, I totally understand if some clothes are just difficult to put on for some people, or maybe the fabric doesn't really work well with your skin or something. But there are so many companies that help make quality clothes that feel good and look good. Where, like, there are yoga pants, straight up yoga pants that look like they are suit pants that women wear on a regular basis. You could just throw some of those on. It doesn't have to be these, like, sweatpants, joggers kind of situation.
You know, we keep talking about what you have in your body. What about what you wear in your feet? Have you seen some of these new... Now, this is not a commercial for Nike.
But
look at some of
Nike.
These... You like Nikes? These shoes... They come in various colors, like there's a green Nike, there's a pink Nike. I wear SAS shoes, San Antonio shoes, because they're good for flat feet. And I have very flat feet, very comfortable, very supportive, and very expensive. And they come in like three colors, gray, blue, and black. That's it. As Nike's got a Superfly.
Oh, Nike has so many.
I guess we know who this appeals to.
All of those things. They have all different colors and everything, too. But
green,
man, Nike is...
yellow. It's like reminding me of the fight song from my alma mater, Heidelberg. Red and orange and black, Heidelberg. So we used to have red and orange and black sneakers going to the games and stuff. So anyway, there's a new pink one, two-tone pink Nike. Shoo. How about that for excitement? 48 after the hour.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
All right, 43 at the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Alright, so it's Chuck Curry time. Time for us to check out what's going on in the world of film and television, movie moments, and so the, as luck would have it, we all know the theme from Yubba Dubba Doo, the Flintstones. I've told you the story, Chucker, about going into the palace in Baghdad, where
yes,
Saddam Hussein built the village.
You like the Flintstones, huh?
Grandchildren, because he liked the Flintstones. Anyway, all right. So what's cooking in that department?
Actually, tomorrow, September 30th, 1960, the Flintstones animated series premiered on ABC. Very small. I remember, it's brought back a memory when I read this, because before I used to go to school in Brooklyn, elementary school, I used to wake up like 90 minutes before I had to leave, and I remember getting ready as a little boy and then watching two cartoons. One was the Flintstones, yeah, which I loved, and I thought it was, to this day, it's a really well-made animated show. I think they sort of homaged the Honeymooners, which premiered in 1955.
Yeah.
Very similar.
Right.
Loudmouth leader of the household instead of Ralph Cramden, it was Fred Flintstone. But then I'd watch Megilla Gorilla. So Flintstones and Megilla Gorilla before I went to elementary school.
That tells me a lot about you, Chucker.
As a kid, yeah.
What? Yeah, it tells me a lot about you.
Yeah, yeah, but I like the Flintstones a lot. And that theme song is awesome,
yeah,
by the way.
All right, but that is not really where we're going this week. We have a number of things in terms of new movies, fresh films to look at. What are you looking forward to?
Well, I mean, this is not going to be for you, but believe it or not, Saw 10, which is the 10th entry in that horror, pretty graphic horror franchise, getting the best reviews in the franchise history, 83% positive. I think the only other one was the original, got 50% positive. So critics, for some reason, seem to believe it or not. Now, Tobin Bell, the actor who comes back here to play the villain Jigsaw, is 81 years old. And I evidently gives a really good performance in this movie. So, you know, it's not for you.
You do something like that. 81.
I won't go to the theater either. I mean, I might watch this on stream if I was flipping the channels, but I'm not going to go to it.
All right, where was normal people have to go see in the movie theaters this weekend?
There's the animated third entry in the Paw Patrol franchise.
I said normal viewers.
Then it's a big sci-fi movie that Disney's releasing called The Creator, $80 million sci-fi movie. They say it looks like $250 million. Garrett Edwards, who did the Godzilla remake and also helmed, I think, the second Star Wars entry, the rebooted entry. This is getting, the people who like it love this film. Yeah. But for whatever reason, it's not tracking well. I don't think Disney did a great job marketing it, but I hope it makes some money because, you know, an original
full of creepy crawly creatures. These films
deals with AI. It deals with AI. I know that. That's one of the main storylines. They outlawed artificial intelligence, and then it deals with one character that survives in the future. But
an AI character.
Yes.
Yeah.
John David, I think John David Washington, Denzel's son, is a star. He's a good actor.
He's got two. Doesn't he have another son that's an actor too? Donald?
That's not it. You're talking to Donald Glover. I'm not sure.
Oh, right, Dave. I am. You're right. Thank you for straightening that out. All right, what's going to be holdover?
So anyway, then you got next week, you got Exorcist Believer, which I think's going to open. Because there's going to be enough interest to get that movie opening. And then the week after, you got the Taylor Swift Eras concert tour doc that's going to do huge business, and every studio is staying away from that release date. But, you know, it's interesting. But, so we always talk about the superhero movies, but the reality is horror does very well. It's one of the most profitable franchises in Hollywood. These movies open. People go to opening weekend. A lot of them don't have legs, but they're not that expensive to make. And it's a very interesting franchise throughout the test of time in Hollywood, no doubt.
Were there ever in the silent era with their horror films? And when there were no talkies?
I don't think, in terms of vampire, Nosferatu, which is one of the most well-known silent vampire movies of all. Some people say it's the best. I screened it a few years ago. I got to be honest with you. It didn't do a lot for me. It's very, very dated. But
yeah,
if I had to go with one vampire movie, it would be Fright Night from 1980.
Fright Night. Yay, let's hear about Fright Night. All right, Chucker, as usual, you're my pal, and I'm glad you're here. Chuck Curry, our movie man. Yep, back Monday here on Good Day. Right now, 59 past the hour on the Friday show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.